Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and today we're going to talk about prayer with a man who knows about prayer, Mike Bickle. He's one of our authors and a good, good friend. So stay tuned and hear what Mike Bickle has to say about prayer after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Mike Bickle. We've known each other longer than I care to admit, but...
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years. And during that time, our lives have interacted in lots and lots of ways and resulted in books and visits. But my life has been greatly impacted by you in the area of prayer. And, you know, we could talk about this topic for hours and maybe days and never exhaust it, but you are the head of the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. So tell those who might be listening who don't know what that is, how you have prayer for 24/7.
Well, for the last 16 years, we started a prayer ministry of which we go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's every prayer meeting is led by worship teams. And so it's full-time worship and prayer that is mingled together. And so we've been doing that for 16 years. We have about 800 people on our staff that are, most of them are full-time on the staff, and we've got hundreds of them committed in the nighttime, hundreds in the morning, hundreds in the afternoon, hundreds in the evening. We break it all down, and everybody is involved in the prayer sanctuary. And so we've done this now for 24/7 for the last 16 years. We're on the internet, and so we got a lot of folks join with us live, and so we've got lots of friends out there.
Including me. I have your little app, and I can tune in and watch IHOP live, and of course, I've been there.
Many times.
I don't know how many. A dozen times, at least, I think. So why is it that it's so important that you have 24/7 prayer, and is this something that every church should aspire to?
Well, the thing that I think the Holy Spirit is after is to see a culture of prayer established in the church. So it's really a culture of prayer in the whole body of Christ. That's the goal. That's the end game in terms of the prayer ministry. And I don't believe that most churches are supposed to have 24-hour prayer in their church, in their building. I don't think that's what the Holy Spirit's saying. But I think that every church is to grow in the prayer culture in their local church. Now, there are 24-hour houses of prayer getting established all around the world. I mean, a growing number. But I think that they are always going to be a very small percentage of the body of Christ. And they're supposed to be serving and resourcing and being a catalyst to the larger church. I mean, these hundreds of houses of prayer that are springing up. So I encourage people not to aim for 24/7 prayer in their church, but to aim for 24/7 prayer and worship in their city or their region, like maybe a couple hundred ministries working together. And so that's what we're really encouraging people to do.
Now, I grew up in a church that valued prayer. They had prayer meetings. The prayer meetings were usually a euphemism for midweek service. But every once in a while, they'd have all-night prayer. And usually, we went to sleep on the pew, or at least I did as a kid. And the thing that I remembered early on is that you said that prayer has to be Do you say it's fun or do
no,
you
enjoyable?
Enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's close to fun.
Yeah. That, and we get that from Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7, where the Lord said, I will call them, I will name them the house of prayer. In other words, God's entire family, the whole body of Christ, from God's point of view, he says, to me, they are called a house of prayer. That's why I encourage people to not think of prayer ministries as being the house of prayer, but the whole body of Christ. But he said, I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. And so I took the word joyful and turned it around and say enjoyable. And so that enjoyable prayer is the only kind of prayer that's sustainable. Like, you're not going to see people doing this in a significant amount of time. I'm talking about churches or ministries across areas or local churches. If the prayer is not enjoyable, it's not sustainable if it's not enjoyable. And I think one of the keys is that we mix worship, anointed worship, together with the prayer meeting and the whole focus of the beauty of Jesus, the beauty of God, interspersed in that whole concept.
I like the format that you've developed, and I assume it's still the same. It was recently.
Yes.
And that is that you have a, I'm going to call them a worship band or maybe a worship team, lead worship for 2 hours. And then you have 2 hours of sort of contemplative music and prayer. And then every once in a while, you'll have people come up to the microphone and pray for the youth in Kansas City or for the persecuted church in the Middle East or for revival in China. Am I right?
Yeah, I'll say it a little more precise. We have our prayer meetings are 2 hours apiece. And so we have 12 two-hour prayer meetings a day. And so we break them down in those two-hour bite-sized packages. Now, each prayer meeting overlaps for 5 minutes with the one that comes after it so that the worship actually never, ever stops. And so for 2 hours, we have worship going the whole time, and the lyrics of the worship will stop. The music will continue, and then people will pray on the microphone. And then the singers on the worship team will interface with them. It'll be interactive. So we'll do that for 2 hours, and then we pray for America, the government, revival, the persecuted church, North Korea. We pray, and so we do that for about 2 hours, many different themes. Then the next 2 hours, a worship band comes on, and again, they overlap for about 5 minutes with the previous one, so the music never stops. It's never stopped in 16 years, actually. And so then they will have just worship, but we won't have an open mic. And so people, maybe 200, 300, 400, 500 people in the room at any, usually as a rule, it's that many people in the room. They'll just open their Bibles and sit at the feet of Jesus throughout that prayer room, which is about a 700 seat room, just so you can kind of picture it. And, for 2 hours, the mic will be closed and they'll just worship and people read their Bible. Then the next 2 hours, we go back, open the mic. A new worship team comes on. And again, the worship team continues and they'll pause the vocal lyrics so people can pray on the microphone at that time. Then we'll pray again for things in the nation, revival, the church, whatever, whatever.
You know, I have been impacted by things that I picked up from you. I remember hearing how on Friday night, before the House of Prayer was started, there would be worship, and you would get on your face with your Bible in the corner and study the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
And you did this week after week after week. And, you know, there have been times when I had to do important work, and I would find a setting. Sometimes it's just turning IHOP on my iPad and having it there, and I will think of you marinating in that and getting it into your spirit, and I will work on things, too. So I've been influenced that way. But the biggest thing that you did was persuade me that if I would have a written prayer list, I would pray 10 times more. And I found that to be true.
That's right. Just one comment. I read the book of Revelation every Friday night in our all-night prayer meeting throughout the whole night, because we had it every Friday night for a while. And the reason I read the book of Revelation wasn't to understand the end-time events. It was not that at all. I wanted to see the majesty and the beauty and the eternity of Jesus. Just those elements of this man. I said, let me see the man, because the book of Revelation is called the Revelation of Jesus. So that was my focus on that. And then I remember challenging you a couple years back, and I said, Steve, if you will have a prayer list, if you will lay it out, it sounds kind of mechanical, and it sounds kind of like, ugh. But I said, if you have a prayer list and you scheduled prayer time, do those two things, I promise you, if you do that in the next year, you'll pray 10 times as much. And you said, wow, that's a pretty big statement. So I said, create, and you know, we talked about a prayer list, and I even gave you a few little ideas to start off with, and then you morph your own out of that. And then a year later, you said, you know what? I didn't pray every day the whole list, and I didn't keep my schedule 100%, but I think I did pray 10 times more than I ever did before. And I said the simple mechanics of a prayer list that helps you focus, and you put it on your schedule so you have a chance to do it. You don't ever keep your schedule all the time, but you keep it more than you don't keep it, and you end up, it changes your prayer life.
That's right. And it was the fellowship prayer.
Yeah, right.
And I did it not for a year, but for 5 or 6 until I was thinking that maybe I'm being a little legalistic about this. And so I have kind of morphed. But, you know, I pray that once a week now. I have it pop up on my iPhone to where I pray that particular prayer. It has just been very helpful. So I'm going to encourage my listeners, those who may not know your ministry, to go to your website. It's just full of useful information, and tell them how they can download the prayer room either on their desktop, on their app.
Yeah, it's at IHOPKC because, you know, IHOP, we had to put the KC on it, IHOPKC.org. And you can go right there, and right there on the homepage, it says live web stream, and they'll take you. We have state-of-the-art media equipment, bring you right to that prayer room. You'll see it live right now, in 24 hours a day. There'll be a worship team up front, typically a couple hundred people in the room, and you get to enter in with them, and we have a lot of teaching resources there. You mentioned this word fellowship. I took the word fellowship. It's a 10-letter acronym, fellowship. You know, F for the fear of the Lord, E for endurance or perseverance, L for growing in love, etc. And I took these 10 letters of the acronym fellowship and made 10 personal prayers. And I encourage people to go through that, you know, once a day or once a week or once a month, whatever.
Why don't we end by you praying for our listeners?
Lord, I ask you even now, Lord, that you would release the revelation of the beauty of Jesus, Lord. And I ask you that you would release even this encouragement that prayer could be enjoyable. Lord, even for people like us, that it could be enjoyable. And Lord, I ask you that you would woo hearts and touch hearts and bring them on this new journey into this adventure of encountering the beauty of the man Christ Jesus, who's fully God and fully man. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Mike Bickle, for being part of this Charisma Podcast Network.
I love the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.